I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Tens of thousands of people rallied on Sunday in the Philippines' capital, Manila. Their goal? To protest corruption that saw up to $2 billion taxpayer dollars leached from flood control projects. Demonstrations were mostly peaceful, but violence broke out in certain parts of the city. It led to dozens of injuries and arrests. Pastor Herman with A3 asks you to pray that the Filipino church will not just watch what's happening, but be a voice for biblical justice, truth, and righteousness. And today is International Day of Sign Languages. It highlights access needs in the global deaf community and knowledge gaps among the hearing. DOOR International works to empower deaf missionaries and create chronological Bible translations in multiple sign languages. While sign language resources have come a long way in the past 50 years, significant communication barriers remain. Awareness is the first step towards change. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Matthew Scott.